Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Hey, Columbus, it's Jenny and Bill from Simple Bath and Kitchen. Are you thinking about updating your bathroom or kitchen?
Don't call some big out-of-town franchise. We're local, top to bottom, right here in Columbus.
We know our city, we know the homes, and we always treat every project like it's our own.
On time, on budget, zero pressure. So you can actually enjoy your home.
Visit simplebathandkitchen.com today.
We make it simple for you.
That's simplebathandkitchen.com.
Simplebathandkitchen.com.
Welcome to Her Beauty Regimen with Chanel, where we celebrate beauty, wellness, and the personal journeys of inspiring women and beauty founders. Join us as we dive into authentic conversations that highlight the beauty in every story. Hello, 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 and welcome to Her Beauty Regimen with Chanel. I'm really excited because we have another amazing podcast guest, and this guest is special because they are a vendor inside of the Her Beauty Regimen marketplace. So I'm excited to talk about her story. So I'm going to bring her up in just a minute. So we have Kathy, founder and CEO of Love Balloonji. And Kathy is a passionate entrepreneur, caregiver, and proud Ugandan American woman dedicated to creating beauty products that nourish, uplift, and inspire. She is the founder of Love Balloonji, a handcrafted vegan skincare and beauty brand inspired by her late mother and her Ugandan roots. After losing her mother in 2019, Kathy searched for purpose and healing, ultimately finding it through the art of making natural products, just like her mother once did. So I'm going to bring her up. I'm excited to have her as a guest. Here we go. All right. Hey, Kathy, how are you doing?
Good. How are you? Thank you for having me.
I am excited to be talking to you.
Yes, I'm excited too.
Let's just go ahead and jump right on in. Yes. What inspired you to start your brand? I read a little bit about your bio, but what inspired you to start your brand and what makes your products unique for customers that are looking for something special in their beauty routine?
Yep. So what inspired me was back in August of 2019, I lost my mom suddenly. About 3 months later, I was in the grief process and just trying to figure out how I was going to navigate losing someone so important in my life. So I knew that there was greater purpose for me. I didn't know it at the time exactly what it was, but I knew that I didn't want to just stay stuck, right? So at the time, I was vegan and I was going through a vegan detox. So one of the neuropathic doctors had explained to us, like, hey, you know, have you all ever looked into the beauty products that you use or the household products that you use? A lot of them have ingredients in them that are not good for you at all and cause a lot of illnesses that is big in not only the Black community, but just in general, right? So I looked up a lot of the stuff that I was using. And I was terrified. I was like, oh no, I can't, you know, because there's a website called EWG. I don't know if you've ever heard about it. And it's from scale from 1 to 10. So a lot of the stuff was either that I was using was either in the middle or some of them were at number 7. So it was just like, oh no, we can't do this, right? And I'm like, okay, I already lost my mom. And the year prior, I had lost my uncle to stage 4 stomach cancer. So that was all in my head. So I went on YouTube and like, okay, well, if I'm not going to wear makeup anymore, even though now I'm back to wearing it, but now we know better, right? So I went on YouTube and was like, how can you, because I love lip gloss, how can you make your own product, your own lip gloss at home? Looked it up and bought some materials, shared it with my family and friends, and they were like, you know, you should sell this. So I shared amongst them in the beginning, and then I started an Instagram page and a website. But I think at the time, I was getting advice from people that were already far in their career and were thinking that I could be at that same level with them, and I needed to start from the bottom and work my way up. So a lot of mistakes were made, but then I took a break and came back. So that's what inspired me, was losing my mom, but then also being conscious of what ingredients are going into our products and understanding the effects that they cause on the skin and you internally. So, yeah.
You talked about something that's so important. You talked about ingredients in products. And one of the things about Her Beauty Regimen, our marketplace, is we really want to focus on independent brands. And independent brands oftentimes are more conscious. A lot of you guys have stories just like this, where someone was sick or you were looking for a solution and you decided to be that solution. So let's talk about some of these big box brands, right? Have you seen some of the controversy that has been out with ingredients changing? When they were indie, it was all good. It was growing edges back, right? Skin was good. And now, you know, when they went corporate per se, right? And that's a lot of people's goal. It ended up being a whole PR nightmare. Can you talk about what you've seen, why you represent something different?
Yeah, so there's a couple of them in my head. I won't say the names because, you know, we don't want to get sued, but it's sad. On one side of it, you're happy for them because they have gotten to where they wanted to get and they've reached that level of success. But then on the other end, it's the mission completely changed by selling to these big corporations that, you know, don't have the best rep for being conscious of what goes into the consumer's body. So I think for me, first of all, support small, support local, and support, you know, nationwide as well. Because a lot of times, a lot of us, because we don't have the capital or the backing to manufacture big, we do it small. So you know exactly what's going into your ingredients. There aren't much room for mistakes because they are a small batch. We are a small batch company. I say we a lot, but it's just me. It's literally me. I'm the one who's, you know, checking the formulas. I'm testing out the products.
You're speaking it into existence. You're speaking your future team into existence. You better keep saying we. Look, let me tell you who you got. It's always a we. You got God the Father. You got the Son. You got Holy Spirit. And you got you. Look, so I mean, you at least a four-person team. Okay.
Go ahead. There you go. So, you know, it's so for us, we're, you know, small batch, and I'm testing the products. I'm making sure that what we're putting out there is it. If it works for me, it's going to work for somebody else, right? Because I have sensitive skin as well. So a lot of the stuff that I'm using on my body currently, if I don't understand what the, you know, when it starts to have like all this extra ingredients on the labels, it's scary because it's like some of it, they use the scientific names for them. And then other times they just give you the straightforward, what, you know, you typically know, but it's scary. It is, because there's a couple of them that I was using and now I'm sad because I have to find somebody else, because you look at the old labels and you're like, I'm the type, I'll buy a multiple at once. And now the old labels are running out and the new ones are, I'm like, oh no, I can't use this anymore. I can't use it. It's bad. It's sad. On one end, you're happy because you see someone of color being successful and following their dreams. But did you really have to sell? Like, what, you know, and what was that conversation about when you did sell to these big groups? Why couldn't the integrity of your mission and also your ingredients continue on after selling to these people? So I don't know.
That makes a lot of sense. I am a chemical engineer by trade, and I worked in manufacturing. That's what we did. They stuck us in manufacturing plants. I did the whole hard hat, steel toe boots, safety glasses. I didn't make beauty products. I made toilet tissue and baby wipes, but I understand manufacturing. I have a love for manufacturing. That's a goal of ours, is to become a manufacturer one day. However, what a lot of people don't understand is when these bigger corporations, they're like the machines, the manufacturing facilities are humongous. Yeah. And so they are distributing tens of thousands of products, and they are getting these materials in such bulk. And you have to think about it. You want to be able to, the thing about being a chemical engineer, and that I tell people, because they're like, what is that? Our job is to make sure that whatever product we produce on that process, that it is the most efficient and that it costs the cheapest. That is what we learn how to do. Yeah. And so you have these, we call it process engineers. And what our job is to figure out, how can we produce a whole lot of this in a little bit of time and pay the least amount of money? And so that is what happens. And unfortunately, if it's just enough safe, right, if they can get away with it, they will, because it's about dollars. So that's what the manufacturer is doing, right? And what they're praying is that they rely on the faith of the brand that existed in the customers and the following to not even know that anything has changed. Yeah. So then you also have the seller, right? We have you. And you probably spent years trying to figure it out and gone days without sales and cried. And then finally you pick up some steam and you're living your dream. And someone comes to you and says, I want to give you $50 million. You start thinking about, man, that's my kids, my grandkids. That's paying off my mama's house. That's college funds. That's legacy.
Yes.
And that is a hard, you're like, well, we gotta figure it out. I don't know. Like it's above me at this point. So it's really hard. And the holy grail of being a product maker oftentimes is what's next. What's your exit? What is your exit? Do you want to become a family brand that you build up? Do you want to become part of a P&G's product portfolio, right? Mm-hmm. And I think it's a lot that we could say what we would do, but it's real hard when multi-millions of dollars are sitting in front of you for you to make that decision. So I empathize with them. Yeah. And that hard choice, because oftentimes they are thinking about like, look, I finally made it. What's your thoughts on that?
Yes. While you were talking, I was just thinking about, I'm empathetic to them as well, because especially when you're the first generation to generate that, right? And you're the trailblazer, you're the one who's breaking the curses, you're the one who is blessing the family and the lineage family continues on. That is a hard pill to swallow, especially if somebody's throwing $50 million in your face and you've never seen that before, right? You've never seen it before. And especially from the other side of being the entrepreneur and having those long days and those long nights and those times where you didn't have sales. And then now you're starting to have sales and people are starting to recognize you and your product and your brand. And like, oh my gosh, I can finally actually breathe and take a vacation and do all these things. So it's hard. I think it's definitely hard. I think, but the other end of me too is like I had said previously before, what is the integrity behind the contract that you're signing with these people? Yes, they're giving you $50 million for your amazing business that you worked so hard for, that you've done amazing things for. But I go back to, what is the integrity of the contract? What are those conversations that you're having with these, you know, these big corporations before you sell? Like, everybody wants to have it. It's a quick, fast, cheap and fast times where you want things made cheaply and quickly, right? And that's what a lot of these corporations do. They're getting it done quickly and cheaply, but charging the consumer more than what they actually paid for when they actually paid for it to produce the product. It's hard because one end I'm like, hey, throw $50 million my way. But then I'm like, what integrity am I leaving behind for my family? Like, am I easily bought? I want to be known as being easily bought. First of all, I want to be able to create jobs for not only here, young men and women here in the States, but also back home in Uganda, people who don't have opportunities like how we do here in this country, you know, to get jobs. You know, I have cousins of mine that have PhDs and have to resort to, not that it's bad, but have to resort to having to be an entrepreneur because they can't get into the fields or the offices or the jobs that they would like to. So, final answer is, what's the integrity of the paperwork that you're signing? And who do you want to be left behind as? Do you want to be left behind as, she worked hard and sold it to a company for $50 million? Yes, you got the money, but did you sell your soul to get that money? Or did you actually do a good thing for leaving behind those products? So
that is so good. And what it makes me think about is, like you said, I think there need to be conversations around when that point comes, what are you going to negotiate? If they really want you real that bad, if they want your, they want you, you're the prize here. Mm-hmm. And I believe it comes to us to say, hey, I'm going to sell this company, but here are the legal terms. You cannot modify the ingredients by this. You cannot change this, or, you know, these repercussions happen. And I think once we start having these conversations, it won't be shiny millions. Okay, where do I sign? It'll be, hold up, let me make sure I'm not easily bought. Mm-hmm. And also, we need integral distribution means, distribution companies and manufacturing companies that have capital and can produce at a large scale and are willing to source the best products. So that leads me into my next question. Since we're talking about products, what is one product from your line that you are most excited about right now, and why should customers try it?
That's a good question. Okay. So I think for us, it's the body butter. People love our body butter. Like we use three types of butters and then a long line of oils to make sure that moisture stays in, and any, if you have eczema or dry skin or sensitive skin, you are all set. I suffer from eczema, and I had actually stopped using my butter for a while. But, you know, you're like, whatever. And I started breaking out into, you know, you started getting the dry spots. And so I recently started using it again for the past 2 months, and it's disappeared. I would say the body butter, but I also, for us, our lip gloss was our first product and will always be my baby, because it is the reason why I started the company in the first place. It's non-sticky, it's moisturizing. You put it on now, and even though the shine might disappear, your lips are soft for the whole day, the whole night, and you're just good to go. So body butter, but my baby is the lip gloss for sure.
That's good. So everyone, check out their products on herbeautyregimen.com. Go ahead and get you some of that lip gloss. Ain't nothing like having some popping lips. Okay, as we come to a close, what's one piece of advice you'd like to share with other women who are interested in launching a beauty business?
Do it because you actually have a passion for it. Don't just do it because it's a thing to do, or it's about money, or you're just trying to make a quick buck, because it's real out of these streets, right? It's not always going to go the way that you want it to go. But also, if you do have a passion for it, if you do have a passion for beauty, I would do a lot of research before you start the business. A lot of things that I know now when I first started, I wish I knew, but that took trial and error and, you know, lessons. So learn the business before you start it, and then also start small and then work your way up so that you're not overspending and you're not overindulging in things that you might not need in that moment until you get to the next level. And I always tell people to bootstrap. Don't get a loan yet. Do not get a loan yet. Bootstrap, make connections with other entrepreneurs that are already in your fields so that you can ask them questions and get mentorship. That way, you kind of have an idea of what you're walking into. But then remember, too, that everybody's blessings are different. So number one, do it because you want to do it. And number two, study your craft before you start it. And study the laws and what you need to do before you start the business so that you also don't make those mistakes as well. Yeah. Yeah.
That's good. Thank you so much. So where can we find you? Where can we follow you and connect with you?
Yes. So I am on all social media platforms. So Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. It is at LoveBalungi. So Love Balungi. YouTube, it's with two I's at the end. And yeah, so you can find me there, or you can go to our website, which is lovebalungi.com. And yeah, I'm just super thankful. Thank you for having me. And I look forward to chatting with all of you. Our DMs are always open.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, Kathy. It has been a pleasure having this conversation, and I look forward to seeing what's next. Thank you so much for joining me for today's episode of Her Beauty Regimen with Chanel. I hope you felt seen, inspired, and reminded that beauty is so much more than what we wear. It's how we care for ourselves and show up in the world. If you loved what you heard, here's how you can stay connected. Subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube at HBR Brand for daily beauty, wellness, and founder stories. Share this episode with a friend or fellow beauty lover who needs to hear this. And if you're ready to explore indie beauty products and brands that put care first, visit us at herbeautyregimen.com. Until next time, stay well, stay radiant, and keep showing up as your whole self.
When your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed, fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again, without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So, call CARE Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
At Audi Columbus, luxury meets convenience. Browse our selection online and complete your purchase from home. Then simply stop by to pick up your keys. The next generation shops online. Experience the future with us at AudiColumbus.com. Buyers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.